Well, again, I say happy NAIDOC, and let's all say it. Happy NAIDOC. Excellent. We get very excited when we get to celebrate because there is so much heartbreak in the lives of Aboriginal people, past and present. So I'm so glad to be here and celebrating with all of you. Now, me quite well, know that I love... Oh, fill in the blank. Trivia! and we will be having another trivia night here on the Northern Beaches on the 25th of November. So you can put that as a save the date into your phones, the 25th of November. And so the trivia, though, today is, do you know where the word cloud comes from? It's actually from the Old English word clud or clod, meaning lump of land or lump of rock. And it was in the 13th century that that was applied to the lumps of water in the sky. Cloud. Now, I do have another trivia question. I'll get you all to stand up for either A, B, or C. Is the study of clouds and cloud formation A, cytology, B, formicology, C, nephology? So if you're with A, stand up and you have to pick an answer. Reconciliation is about having a go. Okay, you can sit down. If you think it was B, sit down. And if you think it was C, and sit down, the answer is C, nephology. Excellent. The other trivia is clouds can travel up to 160 kilometres per hour, and they're actually very heavy. An average cumulus cloud, that's the big fluffy white ones, weigh about 500 tonnes, or that's the same as a jumbo jet. And it's actually more than just trivia that I like. I think I've actually become a little bit obsessed with clouds, and I actually take a lot of photos of clouds. And the images I'm about to show you are photos that I've all taken, and it was really hard to pick which ones. And so firstly, clouds as we see them from the land. There is some Northern Beaches photos in there as well. And I wonder, have you ever looked at the clouds and seen images in the clouds? I know I have. I've seen lots of angels and lots of dragons. But it's actually, when you see the images in the clouds, that's actually a psychological phenomena called, and I might get the pronunciation wrong, but pareidolia, which is seeing objects in the clouds. And it's also clouds from the air that I like. And so these are all from planes that I've taken. And when I'm in a plane, I actually get quite emotional. It's a bit weird, but I always feel closer to God when I'm in the plane or to heaven or something like that. And some of my best poems, blessings, speeches and sermons have all been written on planes and looking out at the clouds, just like these ones. And then sometimes you get a very special moment, and it might not be that clear, but where you get the view of the rainbow with the clouds. And of course, it always reminds me of God's promises. But today we listen and reflect about a cloud in the Bible, a great cloud of witnesses. Now, before our passage in Hebrews 12, 1 to 3, comes Hebrews 11. And it lists out many people in the Bible and the actions they did by faith. And I encourage you to read the full Hebrews 11 as well. And so we learn of people and Harry's helping me over here and going to put some names in the clouds on the cross, like Abel, Enoch, and Noah. Like Abraham, Sarah, and Isaac. Like Rahab, Gideon, and David. And Jacob, Joseph, and Moses. And whilst these are names of some famous people in the Bible, the chapter also implies it's not just those who are named, but those men and women of strong faith who put their faith into action. Those who trusted God whilst facing incredible challenges, who confronted injustice, who suffered, who faced fear, who had their weakness turned to strength, and all who relied on God. And the great cloud of witnesses always reminds me of our Aboriginal term of ancestors. And sadly, when we use this term ancestors, some non-Indigenous Christians are fearful. But many are because of the way they think or misinterpret our sense of the spiritual world. But many of those ancestors are real peoples. They are over 2,000 generations of my family from Waka Waka country. They are elders. And that's part of why our NAIDOC Week theme this year is so important, for our elders. And they are also Aboriginal Christian leaders. And so we're going to put up some of those in the great cloud of witnesses. These are all Aboriginal Christian leaders of the past. So they are all peoples who have died. People like William Cooper and David Unaiapon. Aboriginal Christian leader William Cooper once said in 1937, "The Aboriginal peoples have human affections which can respond to human treatment. We are human. We may be uneducated by white standards, but we are fully educated by our own. We have a very high moral code, and the principles of Christianity are part of our life." 1937. We recognise William Cooper as the founder of NAIDOC Week. It was originally the Sunday before January 26 and got moved to the Sunday, first Sunday in July to the second Sunday of July. So please always remember that for NAIDOC Week. It's Sunday to Sunday because of its Christian heritage and William Cooper, Aboriginal Christian leader. William Cooper was also the only private citizen in the world to protest the outbreak of Kristallnacht and the start of Nazi Germany, the only private citizen in the world. The Jewish people have monuments and statues, gardens dedicated to William Cooper, but still so many Australians and Australian Christians don't know this Aboriginal Christian leader. Aboriginal Christian leader David Unaiapon, the man on the $50 note, and on the old $50 note, it's got one of his quotes. He was an author, an inventor, a preacher, a pastor, a businessman, an incredible person to know, David Unaiapon. And he once said, "As a full-blooded member of my race, I think I may claim to be the first, but I hope not the last, to produce an enduring record of our customs, beliefs, and imaginings." Through to Pearl Gibbs and Mum Shirl. Aboriginal Christian leader Pearl Gibbs, born at La Perouse. She was the very first Aboriginal woman to broadcast on radio in 1941. She was also there with William Cooper on the 26th of January 1938, asking for equal citizenship. William Cooper never got to see that in his lifetime, and it would take another 30 years from when they asked, and that's why we remember Albert Namatjira as part of that story before 1967. But Pearl Gibbs once said this. This was in her first broadcast on radio. "My people have had 153 years of the white man's and white woman's cruelty and injustice and unchristian treatment imposed upon us. Please remember, we don't want your pity, but practical help." Mum Shirl, as she became to known, or Shirley Smith, the Black Saint of Redfern, she is remembered as. She often, as a quote, "I'm his mum," because she would go and visit prisoners in jail. And the guards would ask her what her relationship was to those prisoners. And for each and every one of them, she said, "I'm his mum." And hence the name Mum Shirl. through to Sir Pastor Doug Nichols and Uncle Reverend Ron Williams. Sir Pastor Doug Nichols, we often say, imagine you had Martin Luther King Jr. and Michael Jordan in the same person, and you get Sir Pastor Doug Nichols, who once said, you can play a tune on black keys, you can play a tune on white keys, but both are needed for perfect harmony. Uncle Reverend Ron Williams should be known. He wrote Aboriginal Psalm 23. And so if you've ever heard those words, my big fella boss up in the sky is like the father emu. He will always look after me and take me to green grass and lead me to where the water holes are full and fresh all the time. Through to Pastor George Rosendale and Uncle Reverend Seal and Garlett. Uncle Pastor George Rosendale, an incredible Lutheran Aboriginal Christian leader, and Auntie Jean Phillips has this original copy of a letter he wrote in 1970, which I have a copy of, and it'll be part of my book that's hopefully coming out next year. But part of that letter says this from Uncle Pastor George Rosendale: God is depending on us, white and Aboriginal peoples, Christians, to work to bring about reconciliation in our country and our community. Uncle Reverend Seal and Garlett, who whilst passed, played a very important part in my life, was a mentor to me, and who I knew personally. One of the things he once said, a Noongar elder, one of the most senior Noongar elders when he was alive, knew much about the Noongar culture, which is around the Perth area of Western Australia, as well as a senior Aboriginal Christian leader. As a young person, I was taken away from my family. I made a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ nearly 40 years ago, about 1978. I was 12 years in the faith and I decided to go into training as a leader. I wanted to be educated for my Aboriginal peoples about the gospel, Uncle Reverend Seal and Garlett. Auntie Flo Grant and Auntie Erica Kyle. Auntie Flo Grant did ministry with Auntie Jean Phillips, as did Auntie Erica Kyle. Auntie Flo Grant is the aunt of Stan Grant. She was an incredible academic in the Wiradjuri language, but a significant missionary, an Aboriginal missionary. One of the things Auntie Flo Grant said, and she uses Yindamara, which is a Wiradjuri word. Yindamara is respect, honour, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and it all works together. It pulls the whole social structure together. The Creator gave us our language, our land, and our law, L-A-W, for social order, law with respect. And Auntie Erica Kyle, and this is part of the legacy of these incredible Aboriginal Christian leaders, I've had to go searching and searching for these quotes. I know their names and some of the things they've said because I've sat at the feet of people like Auntie Jean Phillips, who's told me this oral history. But many of them don't have things written down, and that's the sadness of the legacy, and that's why our oral traditions passed on from Aboriginal Christian leaders today are just so important. But Auntie Erica Kyle, she was at Singleton Bible College with Auntie Jean Phillips when they're about between the ages of 16 and 18 in the 1950s. She was born on Palm Island in 1937. She passed away in 2019. Her daughter, Andrea, she was also the mayor of Palm Island, and particularly during the time of the Aboriginal death in custody of Cameron Dumaji. Very sadly, Cameron Dumaji was very good friends with Auntie Erica's son. Sadly, Auntie Erica's son also died in custody. But her daughter, Andrea, described her as having the strongest heart in the world, and that she was a strong, outspoken, caring Aboriginal woman, very passionate about her culture. Through to Uncle R. Jupanunka Granitz and Auntie Karen Kulyuru. Some of you might be familiar with the grass tree gathering, where we held our gathering in person in 2018 and hopefully one again next year in 2023. Our network of over 200 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Christian leaders all connected together. It started in 2012. Sadly, Uncle Arjapanunka Granitz and Auntie Karen Kuluru have now both passed away, far too young, but they were part of Grass Tree Gathering. Uncle Arjapanunka Granitz was also known as the Professor of the Desert, a senior Walpri lawman and a senior Aboriginal Christian leader. One of the things Uncle Arjapanunka Granitz, if you were ever with him, he played a beautiful harmonica, but he would stop you and he would say gently, "Look." And he would continue, "Our Walpri assumptions and ways of seeing what we expect of the world, because the one creator already taught us and shaped our world. That is mean in the scripture. Pilrilpa ka wankami," that's Walpri, "for the spirit, the whispering voice is in the gums and in our hearts." And Auntie Karen Kuluru, a Pitjantjatjara woman, often didn't say much, but she spoke with her paintbrush. And that image on the screen she painted at Grass Tree in 2018, it's called Landscape, was one of her last paintings to paint. Auntie Karen Kuluru. And so our great cloud of witnesses and for our elders. Today you get a glimpse of these incredible leaders, voices, Christians, Aboriginal peoples across the generations past. Leaders and elders who form part of a great cloud of witnesses. Leaders and elders, men and women of strong faith who put their faith into action whilst facing incredible challenges, who suffered, who faced fear, who were rejected, who confronted injustice, all who relied on God. They fixed their eyes on Jesus. They ran with perseverance. They inspire us, all of us, to not grow weary and to not lose heart. And you know, I could have grown weary and lost heart so many times. That could have happened when I found out when I was very young, when I found out that my nan, my grandmother, wasn't a citizen of Australia until she was 34 years old. My mum, not until she was 12 years old. And that's when on the 27th of May 1967, the referendum was passed, finally counting us as peoples in the census. And effectively, we got citizenship a few years earlier, but that's effectively full citizenship when you're finally counted as a person. And the 27th of May, the start of National Reconciliation Week every year. I could have given up in the face of racism. And as Aboriginal actor and member of the Stolen Generations, Uncle Jack Charles said, and we've also lost him last year, he's now part of that great cloud of witnesses. Aboriginal people suffer a peculiar type of racism. And if you don't know that, I don't know why you don't know that. I think about the time only a few years ago when I went to a church for National Reconciliation Week and gave my slides to the AV person. And they said, "Oh, so you're Aboriginal?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm your guest speaker for National Reconciliation Week." And they said, "Oh, none of you Aboriginal people have to pay tax." And I said, no, I work and I pay tax. Aboriginal people pay tax. "No, you don't. You get a free house, free car, free everything." Currently today, the main thing that's being said is we get $40 billion. I've never seen 1 cent of that money. But that was my interaction by trying to build being invited as a guest to a church in this nation. I could have given up when we lived the statistics that Beyond Blue found a few years ago with their Invisible Discriminator campaign, Stop, Think, Respect, where they found that 1 in 5 non-Indigenous Australians would move seats on the bus if we sat next to them. I could have given up last year when the Indigenous Employment Index was launched and the Walk Kalini report released, And the report showed that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are almost entirely absent from executive positions at work, with only 0.7% of First Nations people holding not executive positions, but senior positions. We are 3.2% of the Australian population. Imagine if we did this research and analysis in our church denominations and our theological colleges. I could have lost heart and grown weary with the reality of the lack of closing the gap. For the grass tree gathering in 2018, we had 85 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Christian leaders gather from all across these lands now called Australia. So 85 delegates in 2018, 25% were diabetic. We are 6 times more likely to die from diabetes than non-Indigenous Australians. And I've also organised a lot of non-Indigenous conferences. I've had to deal with diabetic diets, but I didn't have to organise dialysis for any non-Indigenous peoples, as I did for 2 of the grass tree delegates, as well as making sure we had enough space in the fridge for all the insulin. I could have given up a couple of years ago when non-Indigenous friends at church put up the NAIDOC Week poster, and I hope you saw our posters as you walked in. And I hope next year you go very quickly, if Kmart and Target are the suppliers, and get your own NAIDOC Week poster. But my friends at this church put up the NAIDOC Week poster and someone took it down, wouldn't even have a conversation. I could have given up and can give up knowing Australians aren't recognising National Sorry Day, National Reconciliation Week, National NAIDOC Week, and they let those moments pass them by. I could have given up yesterday when I heard a leader of an Australian political party say, "We've never been at war with Indigenous Australians." I could have given up last week when a National Australian newspaper published a racist cartoon depicting an Aboriginal person. I could have given up when another leader of an Australian political party in the last 2 weeks called convicts the stolen generation. But I haven't given up. My elders teach me and show me how to not give up. You don't become the world's oldest living, continuing cultures by giving up. It takes strength, courage, resilience, and adaptability. And I'm so thankful for the example of my elders and my peoples as the world's oldest living continuing cultures who do display courage, resilience, and adaptability. And partly because of our core cultural values of hospitality and generosity. And for most of them, because of their Christian faith. It is their example that has inspired me to dream of an Australia. An Australia I hope we build together. An Australia built on truth, justice, love, and hope. And so, let us throw off everything that hinders. What hinders us as Christians is sometimes Christians attacking other Christians. Christians who forget Jesus' core teachings of compassion, love, and justice. Christians whose actions suggest they do not believe in the all-inclusive and non-discriminating power of the love of Jesus. And the sin that so easily entangles, it's wealth, power, capitalism, the destruction of God's creation, the denial of a person's humanity, racism. You see, the battle is not about education or tackling misinformation or even how we vote, although those things are actions that are required. The battle is spiritual. It's about relationship, the relationship that starts with Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. It's not about hope or being positive. It's facing the injustice face on with action, compassion and truth. Run with perseverance. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Run with perseverance, surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses, just as our biblical examples of faith did, just as our Aboriginal Christian leaders of the past did, just as our elders have and continue to do today. for our elders. Those Aboriginal elders are your elders too. May Jesus remind you each and every day of the importance of faith and action. And with your feet planted on the land, on country, and your head raised to the sky, to country, may the clouds remind you we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Happy NAIDOC.